All right, welcome back for some extra fat joy. I have 10 questions for Mary Lambert. Mary, you ready?
Okay. I'm going to try to answer fast. I never answer fast.
It's hard. It's hard. Okay, we'll see how we do. Okay. What is the quote unquote last best something you've experienced? Like last best book, food, hug, flower, whatever.
Last best song I heard was Courtney Govan's, I don't know if I how to say her last name. She has a new song out and it's called Before Not After.
Oh, awesome. Okay. Love it. Thank you. I will take a listen. Would you rather go on a wine tour in Tuscany or hiking in Machu Picchu?
Hiking in Machu Picchu. No, hiking in Tuscany.
Oh, I love the combo. Yeah. Nice. What's a good piece of advice that you've received?
It was on a poster in my English teacher's office and it said the answer to how is yes. And I just always liked that. That just was like, it was like, how am I going to pay for college?
Yes. I love that. Oh, what emoji do you use the most?
Oh, the emoji that's smiling but crying and is like, thank you. The one that's like, thank you. I love you. Like that.
Yes.
One.
Is that when the one with the tears like going out the sides? That one? No, that's like a laughy one.
Yeah. It's like the eyes are watering.
Oh, yes. Okay.
Yeah.
Nice. If you could grant someone a wish, what would that wish be and for whom?
Oh, I wish... I can't help but go, this is where I go is like, you know, solving world hunger, but a really, truly, I would solve the housing crisis and I would just make sure that every person had, a safety net and a bed to sleep in. So it'd be for anybody that's unhoused to have a bed.
Yes. Are you an early bird or a night owl?
Oh, I'm a night owl. Just to the most extreme.
Oh gosh. So then do you sleep?
I do. Sometimes I don't. I'm really working on it. That has been my whole the last couple months and moving forward, like working on my sleep habits. The best, like my favorite time to sleep is 3 a.m. Like waking up at 3 and then waking up at like 10 or 11. And since I like work for myself and it's like, that's fine. I can do that. But, that didn't work so great when I was in school.
No. Oh my gosh. Yeah. Sleep is a whole thing. I feel like I need to get a sleep expert on to talk about sleeping. I don't know about you, but as I'm getting older, I'm definitely noticing like hormonal changes really impacting my sleep in a new way. Something that used to be pretty easy for me is now getting complicated and it's very annoying.
I'm really challenged too because from a really young age, I just always dealt with insomnia. It was like, I would be literally like eyes closed, trying to sleep until 4 a.m, like, and then having to go to school at 7 or 8. And I've been chronically, you know, having, you know, lack of sleep. And so I'm trying to deal with that now. And the phone is hard too, but like, I would much rather just be like doing the crossword or something before sleeping rather than just being like a prisoner in my mind until 4 a.m, you know?
Yeah. Oh gosh. Yeah. It's such a challenge. I don't know anyone who's cracked the code fully yet. I feel like I talk to a lot of people who, right? I know. I'm with you. What would a dream job be other than the one it's in my notes, it's singular, the one that you have right now, but we're going to use plural for you. Other than all the jobs that you have right now, what might be one that would be a dream job for you?
Okay. I fixed our air conditioner over the summer and I would love to get into HVAC. I would really love to know how to fix like heating systems. I just like, we had an issue, like there was a leak and I was like, please be a vent for me to crawl into. God, I want to, I want to get in there.
Oh my gosh. What is it about that? Is it the tangibility of it? Like I fixed a thing with my hands.
100%. Like I fixed a vacuum cleaner. I had to get a wire stripper and was just like fixing this. It was like, I'm really excited about like, you know, those kinds of things. And it made me so happy to fix the air conditioning unit. And every time the heating guy comes over, I'm like, okay, now what's that thing? Where does that pipe go to? So now I know everything in our whole house. I know where everything goes.
Oh, that is so fun. I love that.
Dream job, HVAC. And I told my friends this and they're like, what if you do like this one woman show where you like put together an AC unit and don't say anything? You just like do this. And I was like, I would never do that. Like, music is how I make my money. HVAC is my passion. I have to keep it separate.
Can I call this whole episode HVAC is my passion? Quoted by Mary Lambert. Oh my God. Now you made me cry a third time, but this time from laughter. That's hilarious. I love it. What is your most played song or artist right now? What are you listening to?
Oh, there's this wonderful new artist out of Tennessee, I think. And her name is Molly Velasquez. And oh, she just has this stunning album. I think it's called I'm Green. And yeah, if you like Big Thief or, you know, sort of that kind of genre, she's just fantastic. And it's Mali Velasquez, Velasquez, I think. And it's just a stunning, stunning collection of songs. Maddie Diaz has a few new songs out too that I really love. Japanese House has a gorgeous new album too. I'm always listening for something new.
It's wonderful. Thank you for sharing those. What is one adjective that describes you and one that you wish described you?
Thoughtful. And one that I wish described me was efficient. I was crying. I had a breakdown last night. I was crying last night because I was like, I work so slowly. I like that I'm thoughtful, but in some ways it's been really debilitating because I don't know how much is being thoughtful and I don't know how much is just the anxiety of saying the wrong thing or doing the wrong thing or making a misstep. And I want to be really, you know, motivated by joy instead of fear. And when I overthink, I feel like that's comes from that place. And if I could just be more efficient and get things done faster, then I could keep up with everybody.
Oh, it's so funny. As soon as you say that, I'm like, oh, I wonder if Mary knows her Enneagram type. And should we have a conversation about, have you ever done the Enneagram?
Yes, I'm a three-wing two.
A three-wing two.
Nurturer.
The two is the nurturer. The three is the achiever.
Okay, it's two-wing three. That's
two
what
two-wing three. Oh, interesting. Yeah, so that hesitancy makes a lot of sense then. Wanting to make sure everyone's okay. Yeah. And the three is the achiever who wants to do all the things. Oh, it's just, you just come by it so naturally, Mary. I know. I'm like, I totally get it. I totally get you now. I love using Enneagram. All right, last question. If we were going to go on a picnic together or perhaps hiking through Tuscany, what would you bring?
Oh my God. I would bring, food-wise?
Oh, anything. Ambiance, food.
Okay, love it. I love a situation. I love a vibe. I love an aesthetic. I've got to have it all. So I will bring like a very classic 1950s picnic basket. It will have wine glasses and a non-alcoholic rosé because I'm obsessed with them. And like a baguette with brie or gruyere and cured meats and pre-cut fruit. No one wants to eat a whole apple and deal with the core. There are grapes and a pickle, cornichons, mustard. I don't know what I'm saying. And water. Hopefully it's a small hike. We're hiking to a A vista.
A vista. Absolutely. Oh.
And my dogs.
Oh, yay. Your dogs can play with my dog. Awesome. Okay. Well, that sounds heavenly. So wonderful. Thank you for answering the 10 questions, Mary. That was delightful.
Thank you. Thank you for having me.